With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is denouncing the comments of an Israeli official who opposes a hostage and ceasefire deal with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich does not support the deal being pushed by the United States and mediators from Egypt and Qatar. He said it amounts to surrender. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby didn't hide his disgust with the Israeli official.
It's outrageous. It's absurd.
Kirby said the view held by Smotrich
would in fact sacrifice the lives of Israeli hostages, his own countrymen, and American hostages as well.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to attend the talks next week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The remnants of Debbie are racing northward, lashing rain, flash flooding, and threatening tornadoes in the Northeast. Some of the heaviest flooding on Friday was in western New York, where two communities and part of a third were under evacuation orders. Debbie is now a post-tropical cyclone. Earlier, Debbie hit the mid-Atlantic with flooding and tornadoes. In Blandenboro, North Carolina, Emily Dallas, who co-owns the furniture store Market on Main, says she's grateful to friends and neighbors who helped save her inventory.
It's a small town, and we have a lot of good neighbors and support here. So once people heard of the flood coming, there was 20 people here last night trying to help.
Russia has declared a federal-level emergency in the Kursk region following a large-scale incursion from Ukraine and sent reinforcements there. The announcement came 4 days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops poured across the border in what appeared to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 51 points, the Nasdaq rose 85. This is SRN News. Methodists are fighting over Nigeria.
There are nearly 600,000 members of the United Methodist Church in that African country, and now that the denomination is splitting, it's not clear who governs all those people. The more liberal UMC says it still has authority over Nigeria, but the more conservative Global Methodist Church says a majority of members have voted to join it. The UMC is splitting over issues including gay marriage, homosexual ordination, and the authority of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harrison Butker's not backing down. With NFL training camps underway, members of the media are again questioning the Kansas City Chiefs kicker about comments he made during a college commencement speech in May. Butker, who describes himself as a conservative Catholic, says he stands behind what he said then. During the speech, the three-time Super Bowl champion assailed Gay Pride Month and President Biden's stance on abortion. This is SRN News. California's governor is telling local governments to clean up the homeless encampments in their communities. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom joined the California Department of Transportation Thursday to clear encampment sites in Los Angeles.
I'm here on behalf of 40 million Californians that are fed up. I'm here because I'm one of them. I want to see results.
Newsom says he'll start taking away funding from cities and counties that are not doing enough to move people out of encampments and into shelter. I'm Donna Warder.
Maine gun retailers are now requiring a 3-day waiting period for purchases under a new law that was among several gun safety bills adopted after the state's deadliest mass shooting. Maine joins a dozen other states with waiting periods for gun purchases, requiring gun purchasers wait 72 hours to retrieve a weapon. More details at SRNNews.com.